Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
It's Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ron, Jamie Anthony Stalter. Alabama and Missouri, they will battle this weekend in Columbia. And joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is Howard Richards, who will be on the call. Former NFL player, former Mizzou offensive lineman. Howard, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. So from the standpoint of where Mizzou could be lacking with players either injured or on the COVID-19 list, where would be the biggest issue for Mizzou or the biggest concern? Would it be that offensive line?
Definitely. Certainly, you've got to be able to compete in this league, and you've got to be able to do it with the line of scrimmage. It's a line of scrimmage league, and if you don't have your horses up front, you know, whether it's along the offensive line or defensive line, you're going to be at a big disadvantage. Obviously, protecting the quarterback is paramount. You've got to be able to run the football in this league. And, playing with a patchwork line, I'm not saying it's impossible to do, but, Missouri is probably going to be at a slight disadvantage. I hear they're getting some starters back. But the problem, though, is if you don't have enough time together, if you haven't had that cohesiveness as a unit working together, you know, day in, day out, learning each other's calls, learning a feel for the guy next to you, it's almost foreign. So my hope is that they've probably focused less on the physical and the hitting this week, whoever's going to be playing, and really done a lot of walkthroughs and talked through a bunch of scenarios. And to me, that's their best way, given the fact that they're going to be missing some guys. That's their best way to be able to play as well and to be as prepared as possible on Saturday.
Yeah, Howard, I was really interested in everything leading up to this moment. We know the uncertainty that was surrounded. It did seem like the SEC was steadfast in the fact that they were going to play, but there have been restrictions, tons of them. Guys haven't been able to spend as much time on the field around each other. I mean, what has Eli Drinkwitz been working with? I mean, what does it look like leading up to this game from a preparation standpoint as opposed to years previous?
I don't know that Eli would have the personality to tell you that, you know, he's working at a disadvantage. I mean, he doesn't strike me as that coach that's going to make a lot of excuses. I know that he knows what he has, and he's going to do battle with the guys that are going to be available. He said that as much. So I'm less worried about that. And I think, realistically speaking, if we all take a look at the 2020 season, we know different teams have been affected differently. Some guys have had a minimal amount of players affected. This is across a lot of sports. And some have had a lot more players impacted by COVID-19. So we almost have to give Missouri a pass, especially if they end the season with a less than stellar record. If they finish at a 500 record or even better, to me, that's a win, especially with a new coach coming in with very, very little time to evaluate players, you know, from spring ball to what they're doing throughout the summers, you know, like OTAs, like what the NFL does, and then with the limitations that they've had during training camp. So I'm going to give them a pass this year, but I'm still excited to see how they have brought along the players that they have. We're going to learn a lot about this team over the next 3 weeks when you face Bama. You face Tennessee in week two on the road. Then you have to go to Death Valley and face LSU on the road.
I realize this is kind of a vague question and maybe one that's difficult to answer, but once he does have more time with his team and things do get back to normal a bit, and you know the society is back to normal a bit, and he can work with his own team, recruit his own players, a couple of years from now, what sort of football team would you expect under Eli Drinkwitz?
I will expect a team that's going to be able to compete at a high level for championships. That's what he said he has been brought here to do, and that's what the expectation is. And I think you've got to set those expectations with your players. Recruit those types of players that have a championship mindset, not a guy that just wants to wear the uniform. I expect him to bring in as many, you know, high-quality athletes, whether they're 3 stars, 4 stars, 2 stars, but guys that really have the attitude to compete, regardless of who they're playing against, regardless of any other limitations that they might have.
Howard Richards joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. He'll be on the call for Missouri and Alabama, 6 o'clock Central Time on Saturday night. And Howard, we're talking about Eli Drinkwitz. One of the areas that needs to improve the most with Missouri, I don't have to tell you this, is offense, and this is his specialty. How much do you think the offense will, not improve necessarily from a year ago, but be different this year? What's the key components that Missouri fans can look forward to with this offense now that Drinkwitz is in charge?
Well, with Eli being a quote-unquote quarterback specialist, I expect better play from the quarterback position. I expect more accuracy in the quarterback's throwing the football downfield. I expect better decision-making. So I wouldn't be surprised when it's all said and done as we see this team progress, even throughout this year, and into following subsequent years. I expect his quarterbacks to be completing, you know, 65 to 70% of their passes, and not anything less than that, because that's what's going to be required. So quarterbacks that have a high IQ, that really understand, you know, how the offensive scheme is geared to attack the weaknesses of a defense. When you see that spot, you got to make a quick decision, whether it's throwing the football, whether it's audibling from a bad play to a better play, to be able to recognize those things very quickly and adjust on the fly. That's my expectation from his team. He wants to be able to run the football when he has to. So you've got to have an aggressive offensive line that can push guys around and get tough yardage when you need it. And obviously, you're going to see a lot of, I think, motions and shifting. And that's the deceptive part of an offense that you need to employ to keep defenses off balance.
Howard, I was going to ask you, I know that Drink said, hey, there's no starting quarterback right now. There will be one on September 26th in 2 days. And you were just talking about the position overall. But is there a guy with a skill set that really intrigues you?
You know, they both do. When I say both, I'm talking about Connor Basilak and also Sean Robinson. You know, they sort of bring different skill sets to the table. Sean is a guy that's certainly able to both run the football with effectiveness, and he can also throw it. Basilak is a guy with a bigger arm, but he has shown that he can also run the football. So they're bringing different things, and I really do expect in a year that is wrought with COVID-19, we should expect both of those quarterbacks to play. They both may play a lot on Saturday. I think it's all going to be dependent on how the game sort of ebbs and flows. But you know, they both bring unique talents to the position. I think he's somewhat satisfied, at least coming into the job here at Missouri, that he didn't have to just come get some pedestrian guy off the street. These guys have skill sets. They're both highly recruited athletes. And I think they're adapting to the offense very well. And the expectations that they will continue as they feel, as their comfort level improves, they will improve throughout the season too.
And he also did say that he's thought about having a multiple quarterback situation in the middle of a game. Now, obviously, you'd rather just have one guy that you know you can put there and leave in and, you know, let him go to work. But how do you use a multiple quarterback situation to your advantage?
Well, I think that's part of the evaluation process. Given the fact that he hasn't seen either of these quarterbacks in those game-type situations, you know, where the pressure's on, where you've got to make a tough throw, he'll have to try to use or try to see what both of those guys are able to do in crucial situations. So it may not be ideal, but by the same token, you've got to know what you have in your talent pool. So seeing two quarterbacks play at different times, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. But it also, in some ways, it's an advantage for the offense because the defense, especially earlier in the season, hasn't really had time to prepare for either one of these two.
Howard, we appreciate it. Looking forward to Missouri and Alabama on Saturday. Thank you for joining us, and have a great call.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Again, that's Howard Richards, former Mizzou offensive lineman, played in the NFL for a while with the Cowboys and the Seahawks, and he'll be on the call Saturday night, Alabama and Missouri. And the offensive line is going to be decimated for Missouri. Not a great time to face Alabama, if there's ever a good time.
Yeah, but this isn't the best time. You haven't had as much time around. They're a transfer heavy team in general. And Howard, you know, talked about the point these guys ain't been around each other that much. It's hard to build that sort of continuity overall. So we will see. They will get tested. And either way, hey, what do great coaches do with opportunities like this? Like there will be coaching moments from it. I think is it a 4-touchdown dog in this game?
27.5. Mm. Yeah, so I'm nearly. Basically, without the extra points.
And you said it was going to be 2 scores at the half, didn't you?
I did. Mm-mm. I said they'll be within 17, they'll cover. They'll lose by like 24.
They'll cover?
Yeah. I don't feel great about it, but Ronch did too. Ronch said complete blowout. Yep. They won't even be in it by halftime.
And it's nothing against them. Right. It's just Bama's in town and they don't have a bunch of people out with COVID that we know of.
You know what, though? What happened last time Bama came here? I think they covered 31. Mm. You know, never mind. It doesn't matter. It's football, baby. SEC. SEC. You didn't seem like you're feeling it as much.
I just, the matchup.
SEC.
SEC.
They're playing. SEC. You know, no, I'm not feeling it. The time's passed.